to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Thank you. uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, keep going. I'm not seeing you.
Test.
I'm not sure.
never try to bend the rules since I barely was walking. I've been trying harder all my life, 'cause I need to be perfect. If I could just be a little better, maybe you could be my salvation.
Test, test, test. Test, test, test.
read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Late start, technical problems, but we are here. Come hell or high water, we are here. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, brand new. Why do you criticize yourself? Why do you criticize yourself? Brand new question, and it's a doozy. You can podcast all the show, but you can listen if you're out and about and you just can't sit home and watch it because you're running around doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can listen to the show live. You can podcast, but you can be listening while it is happening by calling the listen line on your iPhone, iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. But every Monday, we take all calls, of course. But Mondays are and always will be Female Monday. All my life, I fight. I love making men upset.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
A late start this morning due to technical and other problems. But we are here. There's one line open, 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jennifer out of Colorado. Jennifer, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, I am so glad to talk to you again. How are you doing this morning?
All is well.
Okay. Well, I was having kind of like, I guess it wasn't a debate, but...
Are you on a speaker? It sounds like you're a little muffled.
No. Can you hear me better now?
You're not on Bluetooth or anything, right?
No, it's my phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, so I am... I guess it's not... My religious standpoint of what I wanted to put out there is my husband and I believe that his name is Yahuwah Emmanuel.
What?
Okay.
So what now?
We believe that my husband and I believe that the Creator's name is Yahuwah Emmanuel. And
who?
Me and my husband.
You believe what?
That... Can you hear me better now?
You say you believe what now?
I believe that my I believe that the Creator, his name is Yahuwah Emmanuel. It says it in Isaiah 7:14, Matthew 1:23, that his name is Emmanuel. And to be honest with you, like, I know a lot of people won't believe what I...
Jennifer, can you do me a favor, like, maybe call me back because... Hang up and then call me right back because your phone is real muffled. I mean,
yes,
it's not like real muffled, but it's not clear.
Yes, I will call you right back.
Okay, call me right back, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Okay, I'm calling now.
Okay. 888-775. So she think that this is Mexican Day or something? This is Columbus Day. What's up? Keaton, a first-time caller out of Arizona. Keaton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Keaton.
Can you hear me all right?
Go ahead.
So I was just calling in with a quick compliment for you here, Jesse. But first, I wanted to ask what you think about Red Bar.
Who is that?
You know who Red Bar is.
Hold on a minute. I don't know who Red Bar is. 888-775-3773. Let me try Jennifer again. Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
I can.
Okay. So, me and my husband believe that the Creator's name is Yahuwah Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't believe...
When you say the Creator, you're referring to God, right?
Yes,
okay.
I am. Because when I say Yahuwah, people are like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
But, yeah, so... My religious standpoint is that I believe that his name is Yahuwah Emmanuel, and it even says that his name is Emmanuel in Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:23.
Okay.
And also, I was on the Rumble chat thing as Adam's wifey, and I just want to put it out there that I'm not saying that I'm racist because I'm white, because a lot of Black people look at white people as we're racist against them, but I'm not racist against them. My dad was a racist, but I grew up knowing that it's wrong to be racist. And my husband is Cambodian, and I just
don't say what your chat name is. All right.
Oh, sorry. But I was on there talking, and I just. Want to put it out there that I'm not racist. That.
But why do you need to put that out there if you're not? Why
because
do you,
I was.
Why do you
because,
need? Why do you? Why do you need? Why do you need? Why do you need? Why do you need to say you're not? If you're not, you don't need to prove that to anyone.
No, it's because people on there are thinking that I'm racist
but
because
the,
of how I put it.
Do
but
you
I
care,
just want to put it out there.
Do you care what people think?
Sometimes I do just because I feel like I'm being judged. I mean, my whole life.
Do you care
my whole
if you're
life
being
I've been
judged?
Yeah, from a lot of people.
Why do you care if people judge you? Why is that important to you?
I mean, honestly, it's not that important. But
so
I don't want people to look at me
Jennifer,
that way.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Why do you care one iota if people judge you or not?
Honestly, lately I haven't been, but from the conversation I was having, I almost feel like people think I was.
So but why does that matter, though, period? Why would you even think about that?
I guess it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. But when I say certain things, you know, I don't want people to judge me and think that I'm saying something wrong.
Why not? You said it doesn't matter, but yet you're saying you don't want people to do that.
Yeah.
So it does matter. Why does it matter, Jennifer?
I guess, I don't know. My whole life I've been that way, I guess. And I'm trying to get that to go away. It's just hard for me.
And why is it hard for you to let that go away?
Because of my dad. I remember talking to you about my dad at some point, my last call that I had with you. He put it in my brain that, like, I was worthless and all kinds of stuff. So that's kind of why I feel the way I do when I say I don't want people to judge me.
And is it normal to even think about what people are thinking about you, judging you? Is that normal?
Well, growing up, it was normal. It was normal.
I know, but as a grown person, as an adult, is it normal to even think about what others think about you?
No.
So why don't you drop it?
I'll drop it, yes. My standpoint, though, was that the Hebrew Israelites are the African-American so-called black people. And they were, according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 68. And me and my husband have been doing a lot of studies.
My husband and I?
Yes, me and my husband. Yeah.
My husband a preacher. And I?
Yeah. my husband and I, he does all the preaching, and I sit here and I listen and I take it in, and then I do my own studies. Sometimes.
You say your husband's a preacher?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on Facebook. He preaches a lot.
Don't give out the name.
I won't.
Okay.
But, yeah, he preaches a lot, and he's been arguing with a lot of people. But honestly, I just wanted to put it out there that truly, I don't like my skin color. I wish I was a different skin color sometimes.
What's your skin color?
I'm white.
Why do you hate your skin color?
Because growing up, a lot of people were looking at me different because I have eczema and stuff. And sometimes I wish that I was a different color because...
What color you want to be?
Black. I want to be a darker color.
You want to be black?
Yes, I don't want to be white. But that's just how I've always been.
What does your preacher husband say about that?
I haven't really... I mean, I don't know. What do you feel about that?
I don't know.
I was talking to my husband. He said I should be my own skin color, and I understand that.
Is your husband black or white?
No, he's Cambodian and black.
Oh, so your husband in Cambodia and black?
Yes.
And you're white?
Yes.
So why don't you go have surgery and have your skin turn black?
Because I don't think I want to go through all that. I mean,
well, you could put some black paint on your face.
I could, yes.
Why would you do that?
I sure could. Sure, yeah, I could do that.
No, Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm just joking.
I'm joking.
I know, it would just be fake if I did that. And I'm
How
not
old
a
are you?
Person. I'm 30, almost 31 in December.
Oh, and you have children?
I have four, yes, and I don't send them to school. I was the one that told you I don't send my kids to school.
Right on. But you're joking about wanting to be black, right?
Yeah, because, well, it's not really a joke. I mean, my whole life, like, my dad was racist, and I almost feel like I should have been the other color so he could have been as mean to me as he was, you know, like, I don't know. I guess my childhood just creeps up on me.
Can you forgive your father for that?
Oh, I forgave him. Yes, I have.
All right, forget
I even
about,
told him that.
Forget about the color thing and just work on the inside of yourself. Work on your heart.
Okay. One more thing, Jesse.
Okay.
I want to do an interview with you. How would I go about that? Like,
contact producer at jessieleepeterson.com.
Okay, let me write it down. It's contact producer at jessieleepeterson.com.
Yeah, producer at jessieleepeterson.com.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Let's do super chat. All right, catch up with the super chat. 888-7753-777. Super chat.
Morning.
Morning.
Over the weekend, Gen C, 50 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
No message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony in Whiting, New Jersey, 100K. Bought 3 coffees.
Thank you. Amazing.
100K. Tater salad, 10 coffees. Very generous. Thank you for helping us. It's tight, but here's a few bucks.
Right on. Thank you. Everybody help. Thank you.
Buffalo chicken wings, 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse, I'm a big fan of you and the crew. What do you think about concerts? Ever been to any? Who have you seen perform, if so?
I have gone to, over the years, of course, I have gone to them, and I've seen The Temptation. I've seen several people. Diana Ross. Bunch of folks. But I haven't gone to any recently. It's too risky, and now you might get shot. But over the years, of course, I've gone, and I've seen several. Thank you, though.
Matt C. is now a monthly supporter over on buymeacoffee.com.
Thank you. JLP Talk. Amazing. Thank you.
Also there, Carmen 1011, 10 coffees. Please consider Flat Earth. NASA has been lying to us since after World War II. Globe makes no sense. If the sun was located in space, why is space dark? Do you really think we are hurling through space, spinning around the moon and sun? Pilots admit it is flat. Not all, but most. Why would they have to stage a moon landing to convince you? You guys sound uninformed when you call flat earthers the R word. Love you all anyway.
Thank you. What's the R word?
Arted rete.
Huh? What?
Retarded.
Oh.
You have really calmed my whole life, and I am able to eliminate anger from within.
Amazing.
Thank you, Carmen.
Yeah, stay with it. Amazing.
Tony, I don't think we called you guys. Maybe somebody else did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, somebody else in the
Super Chat. I didn't call them.
I never call them that.
Me either. What?
Flat Earthers is plenty. Tony bought a coffee. I saw myself becoming an angry old man, and I did not want to be that. I wanted to get my spirit back, spirit of Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, spirit of God, of love. Things take time, and sometimes they don't. I'm able to enjoy the moment now. Thanks, Jesse, for your wisdom. Watch every morning. Amazing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Danny.
I appreciate it. Stay with it.
10 coffees from Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. I've given you 10 coffees, even though it means my kids won't eat this week.
Nice.
But at least I'll get a
big... None of them can lose weight.
I'll get a big ego boost, though.
That's right.
Right off to tell everyone I donated to the JLP show.
Right on.
Laughing faces.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The North Pole on X during church says, God bless Jesse Lee Peterson. We need more men like this to stand up and speak objective truth.
Thank you. Amazing fellowship yesterday, by the way. Really. It was like, if you were not there or you didn't watch it live for whatever reason yesterday, you can podcast rebuildingaman.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you.
Piotr, 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Nice. Thank you.
Denny in Bulgaria responded after you said, how do you find the right woman? By not looking for one. Only seek what's right.
Right.
Yesterday in church.
Okay.
Denny says, and always ask her, if we are to be married, are you going to obey me?
That's right, Denny. Don't forget. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
CG83 says, don't judge with words, looks, gestures, emotions, or thoughts
right
on X.
That was the assignment I gave out to the fellowship yesterday, and I said for 24 hours. At that point, it was almost 1 o'clock, about 5 minutes to 1 Pacific time. And I said, for 24 hours, do not judge, criticize, or judge, really, with thoughts, looks, words, gesture, emotions. Don't judge. Did you make... it's still the 24 hours not up yet.
Right.
How are you doing with it? With it?
I'm not doing that great with it, but it is. But it is. I've thought of it during the long delay in the beginning of the show. I'm like, oh yeah, and it's like a hope for more peace.
Nice.
Yeah. A hope for maybe actual peace.
When the 24 hours up, I can't wait to get feedback. Those who do it, you're in for an amazing surprise, really. And so this morning when we start out late, you judged.
Yeah, and I didn't catch it, but I judged the people who don't recognize Columbus Day. The news ladies who write my morning updates for Hake News.
Amazing. Well, we got Columbus coming up here.
Okay.
How did you do? How are you doing so far, Anchor Baby, with the assignment? Don't judge or criticize with thoughts, feelings, emotions, gestures, meaning don't, you with the eyes, don't judge, and emotions or anything.
I haven't even had time to judge. Or does that just mean I haven't been paying attention? I'm messing around. I shouldn't be messing around right now. Yeah, I'm doing okay, I guess.
So, from 1 p.m.
From
yesterday?
Since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all doing all right.
So you have not judged or criticized?
Well, you said not even in thoughts, right?
Right.
And so, if I had a thought that I had to say, oh, wait, yeah, the assignment, didn't I have the wrong thought about it already? So, yes, I've already judged since.
How is that a judgment?
Huh?
what
so don't judge even in thoughts, right?
Right.
So, you know, if I had a thought that said something like, that's stupid or something, and I said, oh, wait, the assignment.
Oh, you said that's stupid. I thought you said you thought about the assignment.
Oh.
But you're saying that you said that's stupid?
Right, if I had a thought that said something like that.
And you did?
About something.
He's confusing me right now.
If I had a thought like that, that's already breaking
so
the rules of the
how
assignment.
How are you doing
no?
with the assignment so far?
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
You said fathers don't abandon their children. They leave the mother because they don't know how to handle her.
Right.
The mother convinces the children the father doesn't love them.
Fathers don't leave their children. They leave the mothers because they don't know how to deal with the mothers. But then the mothers tell the children the father left them.
Mood Bandy says, that's not true in every case, but I would venture to guess that about 80% leave because of the woman.
Thank you. Amazing.
Responding to the assignment, Devin says, it's hard as blank, nearly impossible for me. How do you do it?
That's how some people say, a couple ladies say, that's really hard. I'm not going to judge. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You get them.
The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Happy Columbus Day, everybody. Happy Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. It is Female Monday, October 14th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls, more of the your super chats, and some great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports more than 100 cities across the United States, not so united now, are so-called celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. That's for the American Indians. The alternative, it's an alternative, or maybe it should be a supplement, if it should be anything, to Columbus Day recognizes the contributions and legacy of those who lived here long before what this gal Alexandra Banner writes, Christopher Columbus, she says, erroneously claimed to have discovered America, which is fake news because he was not in error. He discovered the New World. Before running errands, keep in mind many post offices, banks, government buildings, and other things will be closed. Even the far left females at the Skim taking the day off. Is it for Christopher Columbus, their hero, or was it for the American Indians? The zero. Just kidding, Indians. We love you. Presidential race, the latest CNN poll of polls, average of national polling, finds no clear leader in the presidential race, with an average of 50% of likely voters supporting cackling lame-o Kamala Harris. We say it with no judgment, right? Or do we? And 47% backing our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. No judgment there either. The deadlock extends to key battleground states, including Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, PA, where both candidates will focus their energy on the remaining 22 days, a mere 22 days of the race, just like 3 weeks or so. 3 weeks in a day. Over the weekend, Trump campaigned in Arizona, also in Coachella, right? Didn't they try to, was it a third possible attempt on his life? They say, no, we don't know if it was. An armed man was stopped outside Coachella where Trump was campaigning, right? I thought. Anyway, he announced a plan to expand the Border Patrol. His pitch to crack down on illegal immigration was filled with dehumanizing rhetoric, says this Alexandra Banner woman, that leaned into stereotypes of foreigners from poorer countries. Kamala, on the meanwhile, focused on North Carolina at a rally in Greenville, where she again slammed our greatest president for spreading misinformation regarding the hurricane response efforts. By the way, I heard that FEMA was, they were like held at gunpoint by some militia members over in down south. Don't hold up FEMA members. And they had to pull them out because they were getting threatened, allegedly, according to the news. And speaking of the hurricane recovery, crooked Joe Biden, he announced more than $600 million for electric grid resilience during a visit to Florida Sunday to survey damage from Hurricane Milton. His visit came as leaders have urged Congress to pass additional funding for disaster relief and small business programs as extreme weather events this year have rapidly drained the government's aid funds, especially since they wasted like $1 billion on the illegals. And the communists who are supporting them coming in. Biden emphasized the Florida residents who have lost everything, describing them as heartbroken and exhausted, and their expenses are piling up. You did it to them. In that, well, whatever, who cares? As of early today, more than 400,000 customers remained out of power across the state, according to poweroutage.us, down from a peak of nearly 3 million. The power companies estimate most people will have electricity by midweek. And I'll have to tell you about the Middle East tensions, which are rising still. They're still high. But I'm James Hake, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Second hour already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. What does that mean? Go to the website. Should I be doing something?
Where are you reading
that? One more before I got to check on it. It says go to the website. I don't know what that means.
Where are you reading that?
Huh? My thing here. Oh, hold on. Oh, okay. I had to scroll down. Okay. What a mess. I forgot where I was.
Biblical question.
The brand new biblical question for this week. Why do you criticize yourself? Why do you criticize yourself? An amazing question. And amazing fellowship yesterday. I really invite you, if you want to work on yourself, if you want to overcome, and you want to take control of your own life and live your life in your world, visit yesterday's fellowship. All the fellowships, really, but yesterday was amazing at rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. But for now, you can get involved if you're out and about. You're busy. You can get involved by going, no matter what you're doing. You can podcast, but you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to catch up on the super chat, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP. Cash App. Bond. JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of the show on Monday. It is. And always will be Female Monday. All my life. Fight! Fight, fight, fight!
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Amazing. I do want to say happy Columbus Day. Today is Columbus Day. And according to USA Today, approximately, no, I don't want that. Blah, 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 blah. I scrolled down too far here. usaembassy.gov. Columbus Day is a U.S. federal holiday commemorating explorer Christopher Columbus landing in the New World, America, on October 12, 1492. 1492. What October 12th. Happy Columbus Day. You know, I was thinking about when I was thinking of Columbus Day. Again, I'll mention this and I'll repeat it. I'm using words that I don't know if it's really unfortunate or not, but it's unfortunate that God gave the ability to some white men to discover, or the ability to white men to discover and create the greatest country in the world, probably the greatest country that ever has been, it seems, and the white world period, rest of the world period. And he gave them the ability not only to discover the country, but to create and make things amazing. So amazing in this country that everybody and their mama from around the world, want to come into this country. Think about that. They're not trying to break into any other country. They're trying to break into America legally and illegally from around the world, not just Mexico or across the street or Canada, but around the world. The country that was founded and created by white men. I really want you to think about that. A gift given to them by God, because there's no way this would have happened naturally, meaning on their own. They were led by something greater than themselves or someone greater than themselves. And they found it and built and created the greatest country on this side of heaven. Thank you, Mr. Columbus. And instead of saying thank you, these people come in this country, and some of them are already here. They were born here, but they lost, right? And they're jealous, they're envious of the white man by the help of God who created and made the greatest country, These people are jealous of these people, and they want to destroy it. Think about that. Why not stay away? Or if you were born here, but you don't like America, why not just leave? Why not just go to a country that you think is better? But they want to tear it down and create a mess. They want to create the image of a country that they left. They left an asshole country. And they want to come here and create another asshole country rather than building on what is here and being grateful for what you have. And so instead of saying, thank you, Mr. Christopher Columbus, they want to change the name. They want to call it something else. They want to tear down statues. Human heart is wicked. Human beings are evil. It's until they overcome the fallen state. You just think about that. They're into someone else's home who was kind enough or maybe weak enough to invite them in, allow them in, and these people want to destroy it. And they want to pretend somebody else found it. It was by somebody else. And they want to rename it. And now you have dumb people calling it anything but Christopher Columbus Day. Why do you follow those people that want to rename it? Why do you have to rename it just because they want to? Why do you always follow the crowd rather than at some point standing on your own feet alone Why? I already know why, but I'm asking the question that you may question yourself. Today is Christopher Columbus Day and nothing else but that. Why do you have to say what somebody else say? What the crowd say? Are you afraid? It's no other day but Christopher Columbus, who founded the greatest country in the world. It's like people who hate Christmas, they want to change it from Christmas to Happy Holiday or something. And you have dumb people going along with it. They're saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. A bunch of sheep. Do you know how difficult it is to find a man or a woman who is not afraid to stand alone? And then you have dumb people telling you, oh, the Indians were here first. No, they were not in America. They were not. That's dumb. Anything to keep the white man from thanking the white man for a great job he's done, and you're not even doing a better job. I don't see it even that happen, but for communication sakes, I can almost see it if you did a better job, but you're not doing a better job than the white man. You're not making it better. You're not adding to it for the good. You're destroying it. So why not thank Mr. Christopher? The Christopher Columbus Day was set aside to say thank you. And you haven't done anything any better. That was mind-blowing. It is Christopher Columbus Day, and no other day but that. What a mess. At some point, especially if you want to get on this journey where you travel alone, at some point you got to be willing to stand alone. You must be willing to stand alone. Because with the crowd, you're alone anyway. It reminds me of the spiritual standing alone. Most people are scared to stand alone and face the evil enemy within themselves. And so they don't do it. They stay in the background with the crowd. And that's why God said only a handful, is going to find that straight and narrow path. Only a few. I totally see it now. Only a handful. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. Christopher Columbus discovered America, a.k.a. the New World. Columbus discovered America, a.k.a. the New World. They say he landed in the Bahamas. Other founders... the United States of America. Why not be grateful to the white man instead of being jealous and envious and strife and trying to get a false revenge for yourself because you are the loser? And the very people who say, oh, the white man didn't found the United States, it was the Indians, it was somebody else. They ain't got nothing to offer. Zero. zero. They'll have a pot to piss in or a back door to throw it out of. That's what the older people used to say about younger people when they leave mama house or if they stuck at mama house past 18. That man ain't got a pot to piss in, a back door to throw it out of, and he's talking about getting married. Or he this, he that. Because if a man wasn't out of, from under mama's dress tail at 18, he would consider a mama's boy and no good, which was true. It's true. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Columbus. This is your day. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Mr. Columbus. You never heard that before? A back door to throw it out of?
I never heard the back door part. I didn't know there was a second part to that.
So when they say you ain't got a pot to piss in, what'd you think they did with the piss?
I thought pot just meant like normal toilet that you flush.
What?
Like a toilet. Don't tell me that's confusing too.
Oh, you just thought it meant that. But yeah, when they say that you, look at that boy, he's so lazy he ain't got a pot to piss in or a back door to throw it out of. That means he is nothing. Yeah, nothing.
I heard it in rap.
Huh?
I heard it in rap.
You heard it in a rap?
But never the second part.
You heard that in a rap song?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's cultural enrichment.
What the? James, you heard that before?
I guess so. I have now. It's pretty nice.
And what is it?
Except you're not supposed to say that word.
What word? Back door?
No, obviously not that one.
Throw it out of?
That one either.
What?
No, keep guessing. No, don't guess. I guess in the country you can say whatever.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, especially a guy. Sometimes the women were lazy and they would be, you know, the young lady was lazy and the older people would say that about them too.
Yeah.
You want to marry that guy? That guy's so lazy she ain't got a pot to piss in or a back door to throw it out of. And you want to marry her? That guy lazy.
Nice. He's from the country. It's not considered that rude of a word.
It's not at all. It was just talking about the condition of the person.
Right.
What's bad about that? Really?
I don't know. You're not supposed to say the P word. Like, you were supposed to say ticked. You know, you say ticked instead of the P word.
What's the P word?
You got to talk. You don't got a pot to tick in. Come on, James.
I know.
What a mess.
It's a bit early in the morning.
You're so Christian.
55.
It's so amazing how words meant something else back then, and the world has changed it to mean something else now.
True.
And so now you're so restricted in your speech.
It's terrible. It's not good.
Amazing. One not last thing, but some of you may have heard the great White Hope was here in California over the weekend. He was in California, down by Riverside somewhere, I believe, Donald Trump. And some are saying that another assassination attempt was made on his life. But I'm not sure because the person that, according to the report, that was arrested is out of jail already on bail. And I don't know if they would have allowed him to be out of jail that soon. So according to this report, KTLA 5, a man was arrested outside of a campaign rally for former President Donald Trump in Southern California on Saturday. And multiple guns were illegally in his possession, according to the authorities. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Baino, I believe. What? Is it Baino?
Bianco.
Said the incident was probably a third assassination attempt on the former president. This is from KTLA 5.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco confirmed to KTLA 5 News that this is the suspect, Vim Miller, arrested while trying to enter Saturday's Trump campaign rally in the Coachella Valley.
I truly do believe that we prevented another assassination attempt.
The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says Miller was stopped at a checkpoint near Saturday's Trump rally when deputies discovered he was carrying a shotgun, a loaded handgun, and a high-capacity magazine, along with fake passports and a fake license. He also allegedly attempted to use fake VIP passes to gain access to the event.
What we do know is he showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms. If you're asking me right now, I probably did have deputies that prevented the third assassination attempt.
Tens of thousands of Trump supporters showed up to the rally held Saturday in the blistering heat at the Calhoun Ranch just outside Coachella. While residents and permitted attendees were allowed through the security checkpoints, they were closely monitored. It was at one of those checkpoints where Miller's alleged plot was foiled before the former president arrived.
Amazing. What a mess. So I'm not sure. I did hear this morning that this guy was let out on bail. And I don't understand if it was an assassination attempt. How could he be let out on bail already? Somebody... So I don't know what the real deal is. We have to wait and see. It's still kind of breaking news. So we'll see what the update is. But somebody don't want Donald Trump in office. And it's interesting, too, if it's true that he had all those guns. How you get all those guns in California? You can barely have a gun in your home. And that empty Kamala Harris saying that she might come in your house and get those guns. Remember they were trying to pass some kind of law or something? So we'll see. Even if he wasn't trying to assassinate the president, how is it that if he had fake passports, fake getting into the place, all those guns that they claimed that he had on himself, why would he let him out of jail? Oh, because in California, you could get out of jail with no bail bond. Remember that? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I guess Donald Trump is making California red again. Making California red again. And so, Coachella Valley, that's what it's called?
Coachella.
What?
Coachella Valley.
And where is that?
Way out, just past Palm Springs.
Oh, past Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. Oh, that way out there.
Yep.
There were some people, at least one guy at the fellowship yesterday who said he went.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. He said he went to the rally. I know they had, what, over 500,000 people there or something?
Wow.
Something like that. I'm not sure. But everybody, Ed Bay Mama showed up for it.
He also campaigned in Arizona, I heard, according to the news, over the weekend.
He's immediately telling me that the guy said it was so packed, it took 3 hours just to get in. Everybody love the Great White Hope. even the blacks and the Mexicans. They know. Natalie is out of Canada. Natalie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi. So it's Thanksgiving in Canada, so I just wanted to thank you. I called in February, and I was a mess, but I forgave my mom, and I just wanted to thank you because I've never loved my children more. I look at them, well, when I forgave my mom, this weight was lifted off of me, and so right. I look at my children with patience and love, and I don't get angry. I had been dating my boyfriend for 5 years, but we listened to your show, and we realized that we were not married, we're not doing it the right way, so we have our own places, and so we're not going to live together until we get married, but you just changed my life, and so I just wanted to thank you.
You are welcome, and stay with it. Natalie, if you stay with it, the light that is guiding you now is going to get brighter and brighter, brighter and brighter. And your life is just going to naturally get better and better in the way that it was created to be by God. So stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what, you stay with it. And happy Thanksgiving. I didn't know it was Thanksgiving in Canada.
Yeah.
Wow, did you know that, Nick from Canada?
Yeah.
Are you celebrating it?
On my show.
Oh, you are? You're going to celebrate it on
just mention it on the American Anchor
Baby. American Baby Show?
We'll be Canadian for one day.
Nice. It seems like it's too early to be eating turkey. But go ahead.
I wanted to say to the women, one of the greatest things that you, probably the first person, has ever told me the truth about myself, that I have an ego, that I am manipulative as a woman, and that I impose my will. And just knowing that and seeing it has changed my life. I didn't realize how much I needed to learn how the cow ate the cabbage.
That's right.
Yeah, and so people get offended, ladies especially, but it is the greatest thing in the world to consider that maybe we are evil and that we're controlling. But knowing that, it's humbled me, and so thank you so much.
You're welcome, Natalie, and in knowing that is what making you free from it.
Yeah,
100%. If you didn't know, you would continue down the same dark road.
Yeah.
So you're blessed.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and happy Turkey Day.
Yes, thank you, sir.
All right. Amazing. A lot of there are several women that attend the bond meetings and the women's fellowships. By the way, this Thursday, it's the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not, and we're having a women's forum this Thursday at 7 p.m., ladies. Come on down. Those meetings are Mama Mia Hola, si, Señor. Glacious. Good. So this Thursday night at 7 p.m. 888-775-3773. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be back in a moment. More of your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m. this morning, Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after The Hake Report. And then at 2 p.m. today, Punch'n TV, a new episode of Punch'n TV. Watch this.
That appearances matter, and this is part of the game. And so you have to control your appearances a little bit. You have to tailor it. You have to be a bit of actor in this world, on and on and on.
Is he right about that? Do appearances matter to some degree or what?
He's definitely right. They're a reflection of what's inside oftentimes.
The only reason why we get together in the first place is because we have some type of false attraction to them anyway.
To overcome that would be to overcome sensuality and sense itself.
There's a beauty that comes naturally.
If you're ugly, you have anger.
You're lying. You're a liar.
Punch'n TV, it's on YouTube and Punchy.TV, 2 p.m. today. Check it out. Punch'n TV is amazing. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. You heard he's going to be discussing one of the things, Thanksgiving over yonder in Canada. Thanksgiving. Amongst other things today, all right? The American Anchor, baby. Natural energy. Hola energy. Mama Mia energy. Y'all come now, here? Energy. amazing. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. And ladies forum this Thursday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing. So I gave out an assignment yesterday at Fellowship. And the assignment was for 24 hours, starting yesterday at 12, at 5 minutes to 1. Don't judge by thoughts, words, emotions, gestures, or any form of action. Don't judge at all for 24 hours. How y'all doing with that? How is y'all doing with that? If you do that, and I'm just trying to encourage you to work on your own life. That's why I give out these assignments, because there's so much that you don't know about yourself. There is so much you don't know about yourself. Amazing, huh? So how are you doing without us? No judgment at all. Do you know you were not created to judge? God said, don't judge. And what do? You judge. He said, don't judge. And all you ever do is judge. Think about, smoke on that one. And this is for religious people and non-religious people alike. You are given a commandment, do not judge. And it's so bad that the average person says, oh, that's so hard to live that way. How do I live without judging? Well, you were told not to do it, and you cannot, you can't avoid doing it if you wanted to. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Michelle. It looked like Michelle Lee. Oh, Michelle and Lee out of Chi-Town, Chicago. Michelle and Lee, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi, hey, how y'all?
We all right.
Nice. You're on the air.
We are a biracial couple in Chicago, and we have no problems. But the Democrats, they want to make it a racial thing.
And what's the different colors?
I'm white.
She white.
And Lee's black.
He black. And so the
and
the problem is what now?
We're fine. We have no problem. But then we watch the news and the Democrats. They want to race bait everything.
Yeah.
And now they're race baiting biracial couples. We have no problem. We walk down the street. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What are the Democrats saying about biracial couples?
Black men, they only want, look at the sports athletes. They marry white women. Look at and it's such a criticizing.
And how do you feel about that?
We don't like it.
And why not?
We're happy. We're happy, you know?
Lee, are you bothered by it too?
We're poor, but we're happy.
Are you bothered by what the Democrats are saying, Lee?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Why do you guys let that bother?
I'm not bothered by it. No, I'm not. It doesn't bother me. I always look at it like this. If two people get together, it doesn't make a difference what nationality you are. If two people love each other, that's what love is about. Love is not about color.
Right.
Love is about two people enjoying each other.
And the thing is, Lee's a diehard Democrat. I'm a diehard Republican.
Amazing.
And we have our... Huh?
Amazing.
I know. Trust me, we have our conversations. And I'm telling him to watch your show for the first time because I want you all the time, Jesse Lee.
Thank you. So,
you're
Lee,
welcome.
Are you voting for Trump or Camilla?
Tell him.
I'm voting for Camilla. I'm strictly true blue Democrat from generation on down. I'm not going to cross over.
How old are you, Lee?
I'm 64.
Amazing. And Michelle, you voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm voting for Trump.
Right.
Baby. I'm 58. I'm a little white woman from the country. Yeah, but I live in Chicago and my baby... You know, he's a Democrat. Don't think we don't have conversations, but you know what? We don't fight.
Right on.
We just have debate.
We have debate,
but we don't fight about it.
No.
And so,
no.
Lee, why are you voting for Camilla?
He loves you.
Well, I'm voting for Camilla.
Yeah, why are you, buddy?
Like some of her policies that she's saying, I like them.
Ask him, Jesse, which policy?
Yeah, like what, Lee?
Like what, Lee?
Some of the policies he's saying, okay, with the medical thing, everybody needs, medical, insurance for Medicare, right?
She don't talk about that.
She does.
She talks about greens in her bathtub.
Nobody cares about her greens in the bathtub.
I don't think black people ever put greens in their bathtub.
We watch the greens in the sink. We ain't never put greens in the bathtub.
That's nasty.
Right.
I know.
We don't put them in the tub. We take baths and that's dirty in there. We wash them in the sink.
And so, Lee, you want free health care for all?
Yes.
I figure it should be health care for everybody.
Why should we have to pay for someone else's health care?
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. Why can't we be like Canada? You know,
no,
what?
No.
Canada got.
Why
oh,
should
now we're gonna fight?
Right.
What
Canada got? Health care for everybody. You know,
but why should we have to pay for someone else's health care?
That's what I say.
No, I'm asking you. Why should I have to pay for somebody else? If I get up and go to work, I have to take care of myself.
Yes.
Why should I have to pay for somebody else's health care?
I feel the same way because I have worked. I worked 17 years at my job. I worked at Fuji for 17 years. Next year, I'll be 65, so I'm getting ready to apply to go for retirement.
Then why do you want Canadian health care in America?
Right.
I like this. Okay, they have the Obamacare, right? They have that Obamacare, the government thing.
Right.
I think everybody is entitled to...
Why?
...to health care, even though they might be... The ones that's working, the ones that's not working, we all come. The economy, the Medicaid, all that stuff is high. I have no problem with going a little here, a little there.
But don't you think the government is keeping us down? Kamala is saying, "I'm going to give you all this free shit." They keep us down, baby. Right, Jesse?
That's right. And Lee, what you don't realize is that if they give everybody free health care, then healthcare would become no good. You're not going to get the best healthcare. You're going to have to wait in long lines. And as you get older, they're going to put you on the back of the burner, and they'll let you die off first and just take care of the young people. It's not a good idea, Lee.
Okay, why is it not a good idea for everybody to have healthcare?
Because when you want to get really into it and you want a heart transplant, you want the best doctors, the best medical care.
Yeah.
But if everything's free, just like when you go into Dollar Tree discount, do you want discount healthcare, baby?
I'd like for my medication. I want a discount for my medication.
Okay, that's true. I'm with you.
I want that for my medication.
But what you don't realize, Lee, in Canada, they are offering suicide to the people, assisted suicide. It's because that's what
I'm not with that one.
But
no,
that's what
I'm with that.
That's what socialized healthcare leads to. They'll offer you death before they take care of you, especially if you're of a certain age.
Well, you're saying they would do that here in the United States the same way, let you die before they give you healthcare.
Absolutely.
So if I didn't have the insurance that I had, and I wanted free health care, and I wanted, you saying they would just let me die off and take care of somebody younger than me?
And if health care become free, they will. They'll offer you suicide while they're trying to take care of young people because they need younger people. They'll think your life is not as valuable because of your age. Socialism is not a good idea, Lee. It leads to destruction. And it allows the government to control you.
They're doing that right now.
I know, but the more you give them permission like that, the worse they're going to get.
I have a question. What's your suggestion towards this?
Yeah.
That we have each individual take care of him or herself. And those people who are lazy and don't want to work and take care of themselves, let them suffer and die. We are not responsible for them, Lee.
That's my point right there. But the ones us who working, And we putting that to the government to get the health care. I'm looking at it like this. If you wasn't working, right?
Yes.
And you needed some health care, right?
Right.
Well, you rather for them to just kick you to the curb or treat you?
Kick me to the curb.
That'd be mad.
We have a different opinion on that. Please don't keep me to the curb. Help me.
So, Lee, let me ask you guys this, and I got to run. Michelle, okay. Do you obey Lee?
You know what? I ain't going to lie to you, Jesse. He's my man. He takes out the trash. God bless him. I cook dinner. He cooks dinner, too. And you know what? I do. I'm a Bible thumper. And I believe a man is a man. And yeah.
So Lee,
you know I do.
So Lee, does Michelle?
I mean, I fight with him.
Michelle,
I fight with him.
Does Michelle
obey
you, Lee?
Yes, she do.
Yeah, I do.
Nice. How long you guys been married?
We're working on it. 4 years.
We've been.
He won't give me a ring, Jesse. Well, I'm waiting on the ring, but that's okay.
Nice. Well, don't Lee. I encourage. Do what you want, Lee. But I encourage you to vote for the great white hope. He is going to make America great again. That's right. Amazing.
He won't. He is such a dedicated, loyal Democrat.
But also, Lee, you know this, Lee, that a woman is not created to lead. She is created to follow. And if you vote for Camilla.
You're going to upscore the whole world with that one because, you know, a lot of women independent, a lot of corporations are run by women.
That's the problem.
I know.
I'm putting it like this. It's a man world, but the women's running it.
No, not yet.
Lee, that's not what we want, though.
I know, but that's the way it is now. The women's running it.
But that's
we
not
have
good.
To follow the women. We follow the women.
God,
look at
Lee.
Look, Jesse, look, this concern right here. I have a question. You and your wife together, right?
Right.
Your wife is making more than you. So how you feel about that?
Well, I'm not married, but if I wouldn't marry a woman that made more money than me.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
And Lee, did God created man to follow the woman or lead the woman?
Well, God made man to lead the woman.
And so why would you want to change that rule?
I'm not changing the rule. Society have done that to us.
But you don't have to obey society.
No, not really, but it's like this. Look at the economy. It's more women's working now than it is men's working.
And have you noticed everything are getting worse? It's not getting better as a result of that?
Yeah, because the women have now taken control.
Right.
Yeah, the Hillary Clinton. Look at the left. Look at Kamala wearing her little, that freaking brown, what do you call it? Jacket?
Yeah, what a mess.
Oh, my God, it's a mess, Jesse.
I got to run, guys. The boys are feeling here. Time running by. I'm glad to hear from you guys.
We love you, Jesse.
All right, appreciate it. Call me again.
Okay, bye, Jesse.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Matt out of Chicago. Matt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Matt.
Happy Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day. Right on.
Yeah. So, hey, I had a quick question, kind of a silly question, but I wanted to know if you think that Satan has a sense of humor, because I saw Kamala recently, her teleprompter failed, and she just fell apart. And I think, is that something Satan would do to his children? To kind of ridicule them in front of the world?
Absolutely. Satan loved giving his children misery. He loved giving them lonely feelings and suicidal thoughts and embarrassing them, because when he embarrasses them like that, they overreact. It gives life to evil. The devil feels like he's alive.
So the reason I ask is because I always thought that Satan doesn't want us to laugh, and he doesn't want us to joke and have a sense of humor.
No, he wants people to laugh at you. He doesn't want you. He doesn't want you to be happy. He want to laugh. He want others to laugh at you so you could be miserable.
Right. Okay. All right.
Thank you, man. Amazing question.
Well, another thing I was asking. Another reason I asked, because what if God is doing that to kind of put them out there, like the children of Satan, to embarrass them as well?
Well, God wouldn't do that. God is love. He loves his children. And it's
right.
not in him to do anything negative to his children. He love you.
You're right. Yeah, he wouldn't ridicule.
Not at
anybody,
all.
Anybody, right?
No.
Right, but okay. Satan, yeah, for sure is. Yeah. But Satan has a sense of humor, though? I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm sure he laughs when you cry. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Amazing. Thank you, Matt.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Say laugh when you cry, because he loves making you miserable, bringing you misery. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/GLP talk, Lori says, 15 minutes after church, and I already judged in my head. Then I criticized myself for it. Biblical question answer.
Amazing. Come back to it, Lord. Stop. Just don't do it. Realize you did. You're going to have to write down how many times you've done that. You're going to need a whole notebook full of paper.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you, Lord.
And to the biblical question.
Do you criticize yourself, I think?
Why?
Oh, why do you criticize yourself? Yeah.
The evil inside me causes me to criticize myself. Criticism makes me repeat instead of overcome.
Amazing. Thanks for responding to that. I'll put my two cents in on Monday.
Sunday.
I mean,
hopefully
Sunday. Sunday.
Tony says, the anchor baby, he's a genius. And hey, he speaks so well. And we know the handsome one goes by Sir Joel. But when it comes to saving souls, our yearning to be free, you know we will always turn to our friend and teacher, JLP, A-L-L, in honor of.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you,
Tony.
Yeah.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, church was incredible and funny. Talk to me in the same voice that you cuss your mama out. Has to be one of JLP's greatest lines from church. Thank you.
It was amazing fellowship. Really, if you missed it, check it out. Podcast, rebuildingaman.com/church. Thank you.
RH, the 4th, 3 coffees. If yesterday's church service didn't help you, then nothing going to help you.
I'm telling you. Right on. Thank you.
Tim, 5 coffees. Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks.
And Devon on Cash App gives a peace sign or thanks. Hello.
Peace in the Middle East. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. We'll have to finish the rest on the other hour.
Let me take a quick break. 1 more hour to go, folks. Amazing how fast this time is going by. Hate news, not the fake news. And Big Bop going to be a guest on the Hate
and I have to admit,
show today. Back in a moment.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, especially female Mondays. October 14th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and more great super chats and some great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is talking about peace in the Middle East, which is not happening. Tensions, actually. The U.S. is sending 100 troops and an anti-missile system to Israel, quote, to help bolster Israel's air defenses following Iran's unprecedented attacks against Israel on April 13th, which, wow, April 13th? And again on October 1st. Oh, okay, huh. Wow. So said the Pentagon on Sunday. It's not the first time the United States has deployed the anti-missile system to the United States, I mean to the Middle East, but it is rare for U.S. troops to deploy inside of Israel. Huh. The move deepens U.S. involvement in the growing Middle East war and comes after four Israeli soldiers were killed Sunday in a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in central northern Israel. The incident is one of the bloodiest attacks on Israel since the beginning of the war last October. Or deadliest. Sorry, British English kids. Terrible, huh? And for some reason, their missile warning system or drone warning system didn't sound. They had no warning that this drone was about to strike. Terrible. And space missions. Space is real, guys. And NASA, which does not mean lies, NASA mission aiming to investigate a potentially habitable ocean is scheduled to launch today. The Europa Clipper spacecraft, designed to explore Jupiter's moon Europa, aims to determine whether the planet's moon could be suitable for life as we know it. Barring unforeseen delays, the Europa Clipper is expected to lift off aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket 12:06 p.m. Eastern Time. That's just after 9 a.m. during the Hake Report with Big Bump co-hosting today. Nice. From NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The event will stream live on NASA's website. But watch Hake, right? Watch Hake with Big Bump. Separately, SpaceX Sunday successfully launched the latest test flight of Starship. They were meant to fly. It is the most powerful rocket system ever constructed, which could be used to carry humans to the moon as soon as 2026 as part of NASA's Artemis 3 mission. SpaceX also hopes that Starship will put the first human beings, men, on Mars, or maybe women. Boeing strike, a months-long strike at Boeing, has cost the company and their workers nearly $5 billion, or non-workers, right? A new analysis shows the massive tab highlights the difficulties facing the aircraft maker Boeing, once synonymous with American quality, so they say. Instead, it has faced a string of bad news in recent years, from fatal crashes to increased regulatory scrutiny to the strike by 33,000 non-workers, really, on September 13th that grounded operations to a near halt. Now it's been a month. Not a single plane has been worked on at the company's production facility in Everett, Washington, since the union members walked off the job, triggering the first strike at the company in 16 years. Boeing has also announced last week they'll be laying off 10% of their workforce, about 17,000 employees, over the next several months. What a mess, huh? And what a mess. Terrible stuff going on in the world. There are 444, according to CNN, underperforming 7-Eleven locations, and they're shutting down, according to the convenience store chain company. The closures are due to a variety of issues, including slowing sales, declining traffic, inflationary pressure, and a decrease in cigarette purchases. And I wonder if crime is a factor. You've heard a whole lot of crime, specifically in L.A. 7-Elevens, but I don't know. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, the third hour already. What the? Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Happy Columbus Day, by the way. Today is and will always be Columbus Day. Be grateful. Don't be trying to change it to fit your ego jealous needs. Happy Columbus Day. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The brand new biblical question for this week. Why do you criticize yourself? Why do you criticize yourself? Amazing question. You can, if you're busy, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing. Working out or just sending your children off to a public school because you hate your children and you can't make your wife stay home and raise your children. Whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. It's the third hour of the show on Monday. And we take all calls. But because Monday it's Female Monday. We take ladies' calls first, and it is and will always be Female Monday. All my life at fight. All my life. Irritating men.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Female Monday. One quick story I want to share with you that you probably have not heard about this. And maybe you have. There was a college student allegedly stabbed a classmate in a vicious attack on an easier attack, according to the report, right? And it's very interesting that you have not heard about this story. I wonder why. And I think by the time you hear the end of it, you will know why. This is from Law and Crime Network. Law and Crime Network. And it's Mara Mar, I believe. Mara DeFron, a 19-year-old student at Arizona State University, was stabbed in her classroom on September 19. Her classmate, Casey Sloan, faces charges related to the stabbing. As police says, she claimed she wanted to attack someone, and Defron was an easy target. This is from 12 News.
Tonight, new court records are providing disturbing details into what investigators say was a random attack on the ASU West Valley campus Thursday morning.
Just agonizing screams of pain, and clearly you can tell that it was someone who was fearing for their life.
Investigators say a student stabbing another student inside of a classroom. Police say the victim running out for help. Documents show the victim suffering deep cuts to her tricep and left rib cage.
The victim was seriously injured and required surgery.
Police say as the victim was being led to surgery, she asked officers who was behind the attack and why she was targeted.
Amazing. You notice they didn't mention the color. I wonder why. I said an easy attack, but easy target. I wonder why they didn't mention the color. And I'm wondering if this was a white person who did this to a black person, would you know the color right away? I'm thinking out loud. You hear my thoughts. Amazing, huh? Y'all heard about this story? Here's another soundbite on this story. Watch this.
Attempted murder in the first degree. That's a class 1 felony. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon or dangerous instrument, a class 3 felony. Interfering with an educational institution, that's a class 6 felony.
Casey Sloan, now accused of causing that chaotic scene, facing a judge.
This is analogous to a school shooting.
Prosecutors claim that Sloan came to class to hurt someone and had been planning the attack the night before. Prosecutors say she described what she was about to do in a letter to her family and that she struggled with self-worth issues. Prosecutors also claim that she considered attacking two people, including a veteran, but decided on her victim because, quote, she was an easier target, and that she knew the victim's first name, but nothing else. Prosecutors calling the attack unprovoked, saying Sloan likely suffers from mental health issues, but also calling her a danger.
The state is concerned that Ms. Sloan is an extreme danger to the community.
The accused attacker looked black to me. Ooh, so I'm wondering out loud, was the attackee white? I'm just wondering out loud. Well, they haven't said yet. They have not said yet. Isn't that amazing? And y'all haven't heard about this story. Had it been a white girl attacking a black girl in that same manner, that's all we'll be talking about, and they'll blame Trump. Look at that. Now, that she looked black to me. Look at that hair. Where here is an image of Casey Sloan, the woman who was accused of the stabbing. She looked black to me. And that's from the New York Times. And here's an image of Mara Defron, the woman that was allegedly stabbed. And this is from the New York Times. She looked mighty white to me. So, interesting. A white girl being, according to the report, allegedly attacked by a black girl. You don't hear about it. She was an easy target. Now, what do you think would happen if a white girl had done that and said she did it because the black girl was an easy target? I told y'all once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 1,000 times. white people under attack for no reason at all, except the people who are attacking them are evil. That's all the reason. They're evil. It ain't got nothing to do with anything but that. The people, and look how they're attacking. This is Christopher Columbus Day. The haters of white people don't want to say Happy Christopher Columbus Day. They want to make, oh, it's the Indian. They lie because they hate white people, but they won't leave the white people country. Go back to your hellhole. And give us our America back. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Europe and talk to Mimi. Mimi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Mimi.
Hello. So I wanted to share with you something that I've been seeing in this MBA that I'm studying.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jesse, in this MBA, I have female teachers, and they are teaching us to be completely different from ourselves. So most of us, we are women, right?
Yeah.
So they are teaching us to lower our voice, to have more like a male voice. They are teaching us to how to negotiate like men. They are teaching us like everything to not be women.
Wow.
And I wanted to share this with you. And I thought maybe we shouldn't be studying this MBA as a woman because
No.
they want to completely change us. Yes.
So why are you going through that? Why are you allowing that to happen to you?
I thought it was a good idea to build connections, to continue with the family business, but I can see that this is not a word for a woman. It's a word for a man,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Men should be doing these kind of things, not women. They want to completely change us, Jesse.
Absolutely.
It's like, just be a man, you know? If they could say this phrase, this sentence, they would say it. Just be a man.
Yeah.
Stop being a woman and just be a man. Yeah. Yeah.
They hate the order of God. They hate the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman. They hate it, and they're doing all they could to change it. And you don't need an MBA to run your family business. You just need common sense.
You're absolutely right, and I wish I knew this before paying because it's an expensive.
Yeah.
MBA. And I wanted to
tell
you.
So you pay them all that money for them to dumb you down and destroy who you are. Isn't that amazing?
It's actually destroying who you are. Change your voice. Change the way you sit. Change the way you talk. Do this and do that. And they won't. It's just what a man does naturally. You know?
Yeah. What an evil world. Human beings are evil. Go ahead.
Yes, and I wanted to share with you another thing. You know, my female teachers, they are either lesbians, they either have babies with artificial insemination.
Lesbian! Yes,
there is not a normal couple.
Wow. Amazing. Yes, yes. It's amazing to me, too, that anyone would pay all that money. That's a lot of money that you guys spend for a dumb education, right? And yet you pay that money and you let these people do this to you. You can't blame them. You have to blame the ones that are paying the money because they don't force you to go there.
Yeah. Yes, it's true. And
what a mess!
Know, I have this teacher that with questions, she's trying to tell us what we want for our future, right? So we need to think and all of that. What should I be doing in this thing?
I mean, And all, if you can you get your money back?
No, I cannot.
Well, here's what I recommend. You know now that a brainwashing is happening. Now that you're aware of it, just don't let it happen to you. You just stay quiet and get what you need from the class and let the brainwashing part pass. Don't fall for it.
Okay. Okay. And it's a pity to see all these women, you know, either not having babies or either working 12 hours a day and then coming to the classroom and just saying, look how happy I am. And I can see that deep down in them, they are miserable and they see us as their children, you know?
Yeah, they are not happy at all. It's an act. Believe me. They go home at night and they cry.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. It's just insane that anyone would pay that kind of money. I've said it right now, but it's a shame that anyone would pay that kind of money. It's like mothers who are jealous of their husbands or the baby's daddies, and the mother won't stay home and watch over his children because she's jealous. She want to be like a man, so she sends the children off to public school because she cares about her own ego more than she does the man's children.
Yes.
What a mess.
Jesse, what advice could you give me? You know, I'm in this situation. I would like to have my own home, you know, and take care of my family and husband. What can you recommend me? Should I? Because I'm now with my boyfriend, and maybe I'm being more male with this study that I'm having, you know, with these studies. So what should I give him advice on what to do in his work, in his job, or should I just be quiet? What should I do? Because I can see now mistakes he does.
Is he asking for your advice?
No.
Well, don't give it if he's not asking.
Okay.
If he doesn't ask, let him discover
that's
for himself.
That's difficult.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's difficult. You know?
Why?
I mean, knowing that I can make his life a little bit better.
You can't make his life better. You're not God.
Okay. So should I just be quiet and let him figure out life and he wants to buy a house and he should just figure it out, right?
Shouldn't. Yeah, you're not.
Not even put a dollar, right, in the house.
The two of you should decide that. But as for his advice, if he doesn't ask for the advice, don't give it to him. He's the head. Let him figure that out.
Okay.
But as for the money thing, you got to work that out. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Okay. And whatever he decides, I should follow, even if I don't agree.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
So if he decides that he should start this other job and I don't think it's good for him, I should just let him.
Yeah, if he's going to are you going to marry him? Is he just your boyfriend?
Yes. We will get married.
Are you engaged?
Not yet.
Oh, good. Just be boyfriend and girlfriend for now, and you'll see what to do, all right? Let it work itself out.
Okay. And regarding yesterday's church, I wanted to tell you that family, you know, kids at that age, they want to figure out things in life, you know? They want to start working, and so maybe, like, I believe the mother was fault, you know, like she made him have that anger.
That family yesterday was every family in the whole wide world. Every family has the same problem. There's not one that doesn't have it. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes. And he's young. He has a lot of anger, you know. It's sad.
Yeah. That mama's fear. Thank you, Mimi. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. Mays out of Ohio. Welcome to the show, Mays.
Hello, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well.
Enjoying your holiday?
Happy Columbus Day, Mays.
Say what? Now, what holiday do I celebrate?
Columbus.
Birthdays.
What?
Birthdays. I don't celebrate holidays. That's pagan stuff.
Oh, you celebrate birthdays?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well.
I've told you that all the time. I guess you're getting a little touch of Alzheimer's.
What the? Well, happy. So you're telling me, you're saying happy Columbus Day to me?
No.
Why not?
They're celebrating too. I use my brain, not yours.
But if I'm celebrating happy
Columbus Day. I celebrate your holiday. That's you.
Right on. Thank you.
Don't try to stop people from doing what they do.
That's right, Mays.
Not in me.
That's right.
You were discussing the healthcare thing.
Oh yes.
When it comes to people like Elon Musk and our different people that got companies, do they get subsidies from the government?
I know some do. I don't know about all, but some do. Yes.
What do you think about those people?
I think that's fine because they're earning the way, but you got a bunch of you got a bunch of lazy people who don't want to pay for their own medical care. You even got women today who are refusing to stay home and raise the man's children. They want they want the working class to pay for daycare so they can go to work. Can you believe
that? Really?
Yeah.
So the women, not the men, just the women.
Right. The women want you to pay daycare so they can go and pretend to be a man.
But I was talking about all of the subsidies that other people get, you know.
Right, I am too.
This country where we were working people.
They want free health care. They want free daycare. They want free everything. Everything free. What the?
What about these people that get these subsidies? Don't they want free stuff too?
But they are earning. They are making they're creating jobs for you.
Oh, they're not creating no job. They're creating the richness for their pocket. Because if you take an insurance company, why is the insurance company?
You don't think that Elon Musk is creating jobs?
No, Eli got government contracts. That's what's making him money.
So Eli,
if they didn't have some contract and American had it, that'd be a whole different story, but he's from somewhere else.
Are you saying Elon Musk doesn't create jobs?
Do he create jobs? A whole lot of people create jobs.
Does Elon Musk create jobs?
I'm saying he might be creating jobs with government funding, the money that we earn from paying taxes that he's getting a portion of,
Is Elon Musk creating jobs?
He's creating jobs without money. Why can't we do it?
Is he creating jobs?
I said yes, Jesse, but with
whose
money is he creating jobs?
Who would you prefer the money go to? A man like Elon that's creating a job, or some lazy bum that don't want to go to work? Woman that don't want to stay home and raise the man's children, and she wants you to pay for her daycare?
You want me to tell you who I would prefer it to go to?
Yes.
An American person that will create jobs for America. And the people, so the women wouldn't have to stay at home, and the men wouldn't have to stay at home, because some men stay at home with the kids.
But the women should stay at home, and the man should not stay at home. A man that stay at home and raise children is a mama's boy.
I'm asking you, whose law is that?
What?
Whose law is that?
God.
The woman should stay at home.
God.
And what if they don't have children?
Then they go to work.
Well, thank you. So we pay taxes just like everybody else pay taxes.
Right. If you don't if you don't have children, you have to take care of yourself, Mace.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm. You figured that out, really?
But I'm talking about those lazy
people.
If
you have children, you have to take care of
them. I'm talking about those women who have children, and they're so selfish they want you to pay to have. So that they want the government to get them daycare, or they want the job to provide daycare. And then when they get pregnant, they want a year off. They still want to get paid. That's evil.
Well, if you say it's evil, that's in your mind.
You don't say it's evil?
No.
Why not?
I just don't think it's evil.
Why?
Because those Christians do.
Why do you think
the Christian hearted people?
Why do you think that's not evil?
Because it's not.
Why not?
because she's working, putting stuff into the system to afford the daycare that she is.
No, but she already like, have a baby. She needs to be home. And nobody, I would never pay for a woman to take off to go have a baby. That's dumb. Really?
What? So if she take off to have a baby, then the baby grow up, it's got to have a job, don't it? Don't the baby have to, after the baby grow up, don't it have to work too?
What's your point?
So what about people that create their own jobs and can stay at home and do both?
If they want to stay home and create their own job, that's fine.
That's
but
what I'm
I don't want to be praying for no free health care for some lazy people. I don't want to pay for daycare for some selfish woman that don't want to raise the man's children. All this government handout is ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous. But just like it is, the subsidies are ridiculous. And so all the other things that
but
government...
But you can't compare that.
Yes, you do.
How is that?
Because taxpayers are paying for it.
Those are apples and oranges.
No, those are grapes and bananas. That's what that is.
Maine.
You're talking about our allies. They getting money from us. Our tax dollars.
How come black people love free stuff?
Ridiculous. All of it needs to stop.
Maine, why do black people love it? Whenever you say free stuff, the blacks are for it.
Because they're getting free stuff. The ones that, just like the politicians, that's all they're doing is sitting up getting free stuff.
Oh, so the blacks are for it?
Why they don't never want to leave?
The blacks are for it because they get free stuff?
No, free stuff. You get some free stuff and see who'll be the first one to get in line to get it.
Maze, I ask you a question.
Get the crumbs.
Maze.
What?
Why every time you hear the word free stuff, blacks are for it? They never say no to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why is that?
Because I said they get the crumbs. They don't get the top. They get the crumbs when they find out about the free stuff. It's already too late.
So that's why the
crying
blacks
about the free stuff is the one that getting the free stuff and crying because somebody else is going to get a piece of it.
So that's why the blacks are for free stuff?
Really. And Jesse, what?
So blacks are for free stuff because
they
get
the... I don't know any black people that's for free stuff.
Because they get the crumb?
Black people that work for what they get. But people take their money, their tax dollars, and give it to other places they don't want it to go.
What?
They take their tax dollars. Black people don't work and make money and pay taxes.
Right.
So what? They don't have no say so over it.
But that's why they want free stuff.
Over your money, then you wouldn't need to go.
Are you saying that that's why they want free stuff because they don't work?
I don't know nobody to get free stuff, except those that get subsidies and stuff like that, like Elon Musk. And then that's who
you
I
you can't compare Elon Musk.
I am comparing
to
it.
Free. People that want stuff free, Maze.
You won't, I will.
Why not?
Two different people.
Why you will?
Because he's getting free stuff.
Maze.
And the pharmacies are too.
Maze, can you respond to the biblical question for me?
What is that?
Why do you criticize yourself?
Why do I criticize myself?
Yeah.
I don't criticize myself.
You don't?
No.
Amazing.
Why would I criticize myself?
Why you don't criticize yourself?
I don't even criticize people.
Why you don't criticize yourself?
Because I have no right to.
Amazing.
I didn't put me here, and I would not take me out of this world. That's why I don't criticize myself.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Your two cents in. So when it comes to the government funding and all that stuff, don't be saying people getting free stuff. People getting free stuff off the poor people. They're giving them stuff and they getting rich off of it.
How you going to get free stuff off the poor? That doesn't make sense.
They're the taxpayers.
The poor people ain't got nothing to give.
Yeah, they work and pay taxes.
No, they don't.
Then again, with that article you came out with the girls, whatever happened?
What?
The article that you were talking about, the girls that got stabbed or whatever that
oh,
was.
Oh, yeah. Some black girl was accused of stabbing a white girl because, according to the report, she said she was easy target.
And you always say that what's going on and what's happening. I told you. But I'm going to tell you this one. Go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania College and see what happened to the young man that was going to school there.
Oh, don't look for another situation. What the?
You got to have something to look at. If you're overlooking it, you ain't heard about that one, have you?
Maybe.
Did you hear about it?
Uh-uh, I did not.
And then go and look at it and tell me about it.
Thank you, May. All right, well, back in a moment. Quick break. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay. So my biblical question, Hake is correcting me on it. Why do you criticize yourself and others? Right, Hake? Why do you criticize yourself and others? It's the brand new biblical question. I'm black and I'm slow, so I'm sorry. Why do you criticize yourself and others? That's why when I come up with a biblical question, I text it over to Hate right away before I forget. Why do you criticize yourself and others? Make that correction for me for tomorrow, Derek. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And at 2 p.m., Punch It TV, brand new episode on Punch It TV. Watch this.
That appearances matter, and this is part of the game. And so you have to control your appearances a little bit. You have to tailor it. You have to be a bit of actor in this world, on and on and on.
Is he right about that? Do appearances matter to some degree or what?
He's definitely right. They're a reflection of what's inside oftentimes.
The only reason why we get together in the first place is because we have some type of false attraction to them anyway.
To overcome that would be to overcome sensuality and sense itself.
There's a beauty that comes naturally.
If you're ugly, you have anger.
You're lying. You're a liar.
Punch It TV at 2 p.m. today. Brand new episode. Punch It TV on YouTube and punchit.tv. Check it out. And then at 4 p.m., the American anchor, baby. A genius. That's all I can say about him. A genius. Nothing else to say about that. A genius. What else can I say? A genius. So, James, in that episode, the guy that you guys presented, was he saying that appearance was important or unimportant?
I think he was saying that it's important.
And you agreed?
Yep.
Everybody agreed? All you guys agreed?
Yes.
And why is appearance important?
Because you have to present yourself right.
Holy and acceptable unto God.
Not that appearance, but...
Which is your reasonable service.
I wasn't thinking about God.
And so, what was Joel saying?
He was talking about girls.
That's all he'd ever think about. Everything ain't about girls.
I know. But you'll have to find out on Punchy TV.
It looked interesting.
2 p.m. Pacific time today.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tune in and see what that's all about. Let me go quickly to Ron. He's been waiting a while out of Texas. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show, Ron.
Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Ron.
Happy Columbus Day.
Thank you. Happy Columbus Day. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. A lot of people think Columbus was lost when he came to this country, and he called the people the Indians. But this country was actually, this land mass was actually called India Superior. That was India. So you can look it up. Look up India Superior. And I also want to know, I'll let you know something.
Where you get your education from?
Jesse, it's when people look it up and they look up India Superior, they will see that it's this Western Hemisphere. India Superior. That's a fact.
Okay.
Now, yesterday, NBC came out with DNA proof that Columbus was Sephardic Jew. Okay?
Sephardic. He farted?
Sephardic.
What do you say? What kind of Jew?
Tell him, hey, Sephardic Jew.
Sephardic, as opposed to Ashkenazi.
Oh, nice.
So he was a Tanner.
No wonder he was so smart.
That's exactly right. And Sephardic Jews were black those days.
Right.
And
Stay out your pot. Columbus was white. America is amazing.
Columbus was a Sephardic Jew.
No, it wasn't.
NBC News.
No. Don't pay attention to that. They're trying to prove white people didn't do anything.
Okay. One last thing before you let me go, Jesse. One last thing.
Ron, what do you... You need to stay off YouTube.
Listen. Okay. One last thing. One last thing before you let me go. I want to make this point, okay?
Okay.
Now... The first slave owner, as we know it, was Anthony Johnson, right? Antonio Johnson. A black man, right?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. I don't know, but go ahead.
No. You know that because you made that statement multiple times on this show.
I said
Anthony Johnson.
I said the first black man was a slave. I said the first, what'd you say?
The first lifetime slave owner, lifelong slave owner was Anthony Johnson.
And he owned slaves?
He took another black man to court back when people were just indentured servants.
Okay. I'm told that Hassan brought that up at one time, so I guess so.
Okay, all right, you brought it up too. But anyway,
so, Ron, let me ask you this.
This was a black man. We agree that this was a black man, right?
Ron, let me ask you this. When will you, since the past doesn't exist, when will you drop the idea of the past and live now and forget about all that crap?
Today, we are celebrating the past, sir. So how can you
That's
say
not
that?
What
we
I
are celebrating. No. So you can't ask me that. We're celebrating the past.
No,
I'm
celebrating
about Columbus Day.
I'm celebrating America now.
No, we're celebrating Columbus Day today.
No, I know, but that's now. That's happening right now.
Columbus, no, that did not happen. You could say it is, but we're celebrating history.
Ron.
We're celebrating history.
Ronnie, it's Columbus Day today.
Columbus Day today is today.
Okay, so it's happening now. I ain't back in slavery. Talk about come Africa. Some black man slave. What that had to do with now?
So as long as Columbus.
What that had to do with now?
We're celebrating history today, sir.
But what are you talking about? Why you had to bring up some black man then?
Columbus, that's the problem.
Columbus were white.
You're going to find out that the Portuguese black Jews were the first foreigners out of all people to discover this country, to settle in this country.
And
Jews from Portugal.
So are you trying to say Columbus were black?
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, God. How come y'all want to be like the white people, Ron?
No. The white people. Stole our history.
If black people are all that you're trying to make them be, why are they so screwed up right now? 150 years later, why are they worse off than they ever been?
Well, at the time when I'm speaking of right now, why the black Jews were kicked out of Portugal?
No, I'm asking you why black people, if they were so smart and they're the first on the earth and they were black Jews, why are they so screwed up today? Why can't they get it right now?
Because black people can't even keep the first commandment of God.
I'm asking you, why not?
That is, black people cannot keep the first commandment of God.
Why not? The Jews are doing it. They're keeping the commandment of God.
That's why they're ruling. That's why they're on top of the world.
The white people are keeping the commandments.
What's wrong with the blacks
that they can't do it?
Because the black man is following behind the white man.
Oh, Lord,
and
blame
the
white
man
on everything. So you're going to blame the white man ain't ruling.
The Jews are ruling.
So, Ron, so you're saying the black man can't keep the commandment of God because of the white man?
The white man taught the black man Jesus Christ.
Ron,
I'm listening.
You're saying, and then I got to run, the white man is keeping the black man from even keeping the commandment. White people are so powerful, they have so much control over the black man that he can't even keep the commandment of God. Are you saying that?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That is sad. The black people are that screwed up.
They cannot even keep the commandment of God. That's a shame.
That's what I'm trying to tell black people.
All right, bye, Ron. 888-775-3773. Tommy, a first-time caller out of Colorado. Tommy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, you are amazing.
Amazing.
I watch you on YouTube, and you crack me up. You better be careful, though, because Columbus might have been racist, and we might lose the Columbus Day. So be very careful.
Well, I'm going to make sure we don't lose Columbus Day, that's for sure.
I got two problems. I need your help.
Okay.
The first one, I have two brothers. They're both registered Republican. But they're never Trumpers. And we can't talk politics anymore because they think that I'm in a cult and that my perspective is skewed. How do I bring them back?
By just wishing them well and let them live the life that they want to live. Let them think the way they want to think and let them live the way they want to live and you live your life.
That's not a bad idea. I wish they would come back, but I can't force it, so that's pretty true.
Why do you wish that they would come back?
Because their whole life, they were Cuban. They remember communism. They were on the right side. They know what's right and wrong.
But they're voting for Kamala. You still should not wish that they would come back. You should be happy and let people have the life that they want. God let everybody have the life that they want. You want a miserable life? He let you have it. He's not going to try to force you to come back or anything. And likewise, you should wish that for your brothers. Don't argue with them about anything, politics or anything. Let them think and be the way they want. So that's what they want for themselves. So you should wish that for them.
All right. I'll take your word on that.
Yeah.
One more quick thing. I live in Denver. Denver used to be red.
Yeah.
It's blue. And I think there's two things that hold it back. One, people don't get information because they only watch CNN and they only get bullshit. They don't actually get facts.
Hey, don't say BS.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
And two, the second one is we don't have enough public notoriety. We need Ben Shapiro. We need Jesse Lee Peterson. We need people like you to show up and just put your face out there so that people can recognize they're going in the wrong direction with their votes, and this state can flip back red. So I want Jesse in Denver.
Amazing. Are you
amazing?
All right, I'll come to Denver. All right.
Oh yeah. Okay. If I can help with that in any way, you let me know.
All right, for sure. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Canada and talk to first time caller Jay. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
All is well. I just want to say thanks for everything you do, first of all.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just wanting to have a conversation with my father here. And I haven't gone to see him, but I've forgiven him in my heart, but I haven't faced him.
And why not? Why not?
I just kind of have been avoiding it for a while, I guess.
And why?
I don't know. It's just we never really had a close relationship.
And why are you avoiding doing what you know you should do?
I guess I'm afraid to.
Of what?
His reaction.
And so how will you overcome fear if you don't face it?
I won't.
And the second thing, you're going there to say, I'm sorry for resenting you. I am wrong. You know,
right. Whatever
his reaction is on him. It has nothing to do with you. If he mm-hmm. say, thank you, that's nice. If he doesn't, that's nice. You go on there for you and not for him. So let him react any kind of way he wants. Just don't overreact to him. You're going there to free yourself up from hell. And leave him in his hell if you want to stay. Don't hold it against him.
Mm-hmm. So when I go to him with forgiving him, do I bring up things from the past, or do I just plain out and say, you know, I forgive you for,
Your primary reason is going to him to say, I am wrong for resenting you. I'm sorry. If things come up, then you deal with that in a non-reactionary way. You deal with it, but if they don't come up, that's fine. Don't worry about all that. Your primary thing is just to say, I'm sorry for resenting you. I've been wrong.
And do I tell them that why I'm resenting, why I'm resenting him?
If it comes up, yes. If it doesn't, no. Have a wait and see.
Okay.
Don't be in your head about what if. In life, I want to encourage you to always have a wait and see about all things and just deal with what's happening now. Take no thought about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I am, actually. I did it last night, and it was kind of funny. I had a dream. I actually was talking with my dad and my mom.
And so you went and forgave your mother. You just haven't your father yet, right?
My mother's passed, and
I
used to think I didn't have any reason to forgive her. I thought she was pretty awesome, but listening to your show kind of made me see that nobody's perfect, and
right.
We all do things for our own reasons.
And there is no such thing as an awesome mother. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, there's lots of things.
Yeah, so forgive her. And go and forgive your father. Don't worry about anything, how he's going to act, as long as he's not violent. But forgive him. Don't plan, other than I'm sorry for resenting you, I was wrong. Other than that, now if you want to ask him, why did you protect me from my mother, or why did you leave, you can ask that, but your primary thing is to admit that you were wrong for judging him.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll walk away a free man.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for, anyways.
It will. If you seriously see, I sincerely see that you have this anger toward him and you are wrong. No matter what he did or did not do, you are wrong for resenting him. And your freedom will come when you... That's what salvation is when you can admit you're wrong for being angry, for being judgmental.
And I've realized that, but I've just never really spoke to him about it. So
Let me know how it goes. Go and forgive him. Even FaceTime with him or something. You want to be looking at him if possible.
Yeah, I can do that. I don't really see him very much because he doesn't live that far away, but years now. But
we're shaking in your boots. Go and do it. And God will save you from fear if you face the fear. That is what God wants to do. He wants you to shake in your boots and let him save you from it.
Okay, and that'll help with my relationships with other people.
You're going to have a perfect relationship with everybody in the world because their problem would be their problems and not yours.
Right. I'm starting to see that more.
Yeah.
That, everybody's just in, as you say, the fallen state.
Every human being Jay, have the same problem you have. There's not one. Situation might be a little different, but it's the same cause and effect. There's not one on earth that don't have the same problem, cause and effects.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, and happy Columbus Day to you.
Oh, happy Columbus Day. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com and Cash App, Daniel says, towards the 100,000.
Thank you. I'm going to let you guys know tomorrow, ladies, where we are at raising 100,000. I asked for 100,000. So continue to give. I have to check today, and I'll let you know tomorrow where we are. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. For those who don't know, we need to raise $100,000. We got bills to pay and things like that. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. It's tax deductible. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. I don't normally ask because I'm just assuming if you get, you're going to give back. But people need to be reminded. Thank you.
So Callis on Cash App says, how you guys doing? I am fine.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, So Callis.
All is well.
Mike bought a coffee. Jesse, Christopher Columbus did not founded America, the USA. He landed in the Bahamas, laughing face. The British founded the USA.
Amazing. Happy Columbus Day. Thank you.
Tommy says, JLP, you need to come up to Denver. Oh, I think that might have been the guy who called.
I would, Tommy.
Over on X.
And we'll let you know.
Nice. Yep. Too many liberal snowflake betas shape up this state. Stan 69 with a generous ninja genie has it out for the anchor, baby. This morning, JLP mentioned that Nick's from Canada. So how is he an American anchor, baby? Stop lying. You can't understand.
When Nick will explain it to you at 4 o'clock Pacific time, tune in, and he'll tell you how his mama stepped across the border, dropped him on the earth, and went back.
Yeah, 10 years later, they went to Canada.
Amazing.
Mr. J on Cash App says, running on POC time, but we hear heart emoji and salute emoji.
That's right. Thank you.
On Cash App, Mitchell says, donation on Cash App.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Aries 1, why are the 60% of the U.S. jobs bogus jobs?
For the illegal aliens. Amazing.
Ariadne, 3 coffees. Wow, what a life I had this past weekend. Forgave my mom and had an amazing convo. Feeling myself letting go and letting God. I've never been more happier.
Yeah, it gets better. Stay with it. If all human beings were to just forgive, we could have peace on earth right now, today. Amazing, huh? Thank you. Stay with it.
Elizabeth, 10 coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse. Dímelo, que lo que.
Si.
Happy Columbus Day.
Thank you. Happy Columbus Day. Thanks for the support.
Church service yesterday was hola, si, señor. Mamma mia, gracias. Hake's Spanish is getting better. Shout out to Hake. Bendiciones.
BCE. Amazing fellowship yesterday. RevealingTheMan.com/church. Check it out.
See Bill, now a member. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Ellickson, five copies. The first New Zealand ship commander sank her commanding ship. This is what Lee should expect to happen. Lee, your caller, the black man.
Right.
If Kamala is elected, sinking ships.
It's hard for me to believe that there's one man on earth that want a woman to lead him. It's just difficult, but I understand. Thank you.
And they say loose lips sink ships, and women have loose lips.
And they sink ships.
Stan69, shout out. Aries 1, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Potleaf, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Thank you guys for supporting, as always.
Amazing.
GMRR bought a copy. Elon Musk, stay getting free stuff. Laughing face emoji.
Well, Elon Musk! Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to Urinal Chills, a monthly supporter in the Rumble crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe, and Xenia as well, that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Work on yourself, folks. Put your eyes on you and take them off everybody else. It'll blow your mind. All right. I'm out of time. Justin from Tennessee. Kenneth from a first-time caller from New Jersey. And a first-time caller from Arizona. Elizabeth, a first-time caller from Rhode Island. And a caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I don't know where the time went. What the? But if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back tomorrow. The Hate Report is coming up now. And he has a co-host. Who's your co-host? Big Bob. Who's your co-host? Big Bump is with Hate Today. You don't want to miss it. He's always smart and a lot of information. Big Bump is on with Hate. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, 2 p.m., Punchy TV, and at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. Have a good day. Get on the straight and narrow. Thank you for your support. Go and make a donation to Bond, RevealingTheMan.com/donate, all right? I do appreciate it. Have a good day, folks. And get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. Bye. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google, whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.